USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate Mark Hamrick says...
The total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week.
He was speaking on CBS News. State officials in Minnesota want all four cops in the George Floyd case to be tried together. Yesterday, the state filed a motion to combine all four cases into one trial instead of having four separate cases. Facebook says it's pulled down more than 7 million misleading COVID-19 posts from the site and Instagram in the year's second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Attorney General says while he thinks there's a need to do some reform within the FBI, he doesn't think now is the right time given the upcoming presidential election.
I think once the political season is over, we'll move forward very aggressively to do what we can administratively within the executive branch.
While speaking with the Buck Sexton Show yesterday, William Barr went on to say he's keeping a close eye on things that he feels contributed to abuses in the past, but he doesn't think any statutory changes are needed, but rather administrative changes. The Air Force says someone opened fire on a military helicopter during a training operation in Virginia back on Monday. A UH-1N Huey helicopter was near Joint Base Andrews when someone on the ground started shooting and the crew had to make an emergency landing at an airport in Manassas, transporting the injured service member to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The FBI is investigating. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says 59 Confederate monuments have been removed across the United States so far this year. That's compared to 16 that were removed in all of last year. A new report showing the impact that George Floyd's death had across the country. Floyd, of course, the unarmed black man who died while in Montgomery or in Minneapolis police custody back in May. His death sparked nationwide protests over social injustice and police brutality, which are continuing to this day. Last night, there were more violent clashes between rioters and police in Portland, Oregon. Democratic senators are rolling out what's being called a college athlete's bill of rights. They are led by Cory Booker of New Jersey and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, both Democrats. The comprehensive legislation aims to help college athletes in more ways than just making money from their names, images, and likenesses. The bill would create new safety and wellness standards if they change schools or withdraw from a national letter of intent. And for the first time ever, Graceland is hosting a drive-in. Viva Las Vegas will be shown tonight at the Elvis Presley Mansion in Memphis. A drive-in screening of the 68 Comeback Special will be held tomorrow night. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.